From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Amtrak officials say a tentative agreement has been reached that would keep trains running in Kansas and Missouri. Amtrak threatened to shut down or reroute the Southwest Chief in Kansas and to stop the River Runner service between Kansas City and St. Louis. The dispute involved funding federally required safety systems designed to prevent accidents caused by human error. A rail company that routes trains through the Kansas City metropolitan region said it could not afford to install the positive train control systems. Federal law requires that the system be installed by the end of the year. Amtrak spokesperson Mark Magliari said in a statement Monday that a tentative agreement was reached to keep the trains running. He said details of the agreement are not final. Kansas City officials are nearing their self-imposed mid-July deadline for coming up with a plan to raise the local minimum wage, but so far, there is no consensus on what needs to be done. The Kansas City Star reports that the City Council delayed a decision 6 weeks ago on a minimum wage hike in the hopes of finding middle ground between advocates for a $15 an hour wage and business groups that oppose the idea. Mayor Sly James says the two sides, quote, just talk past each other during weekly roundtable discussions on the subject. Council members say they will try to adopt some type of minimum wage increase in response to a petition drive calling for a public vote to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. A judge has tossed out a request by activists for an independent probe of a prosecutor's handling of grand jury proceedings in the Ferguson police shooting of Michael Brown. St. Louis Circuit Judge Joseph Walsh III wrote in a 10-page ruling last week that he reached what he called, quote, the inescapable conclusion that St. Louis County Prosecutor Robert McCulloch, quote, faithfully performed his duty in connection with the grand jury. The lawsuit by four activists had pressed for a special prosecutor to review McCulloch's handling of the process. A grand jury last November declined to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of the 18-year-old Brown. A bill to require Missouri's tax collection agency to notify affected businesses of change in tax policy has been signed into law. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon on Monday signed the legislation. Senator Will Krause, a Republican from Lee's Summit who sponsored the bill, said it will end what he called notification by audit. Business owners have complained that the Department of Revenue sometimes changes its policy on items for which sales tax should be charged, and they're not aware of the changes until they are audited. The measure will require the department to contact all business owners who could be affected by a change to sales tax law interpretation if a reasonable person would not expect the modification. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.